Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground still. Rappers with records, revealing the teacher, the rappers are coming to get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream, the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow the ball. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download the stream, oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We
got control,
we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's usually just some lights off. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, still me, sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangs, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming
in.
Let's go after your feeding for the show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. We got a special treat tonight. This episode 630 Murder Master Music Show. For those of you who've been following our show over the last, 7-8 years, you know we do a lot of stuff that pays homage to Eazy-E, and we've had some of his children on the show before, Little Eazy. They had EB on the show tonight. We're gonna have Erica Wright on the show. She's doing a phenomenal thing on Eazy's birthday, the 7th September. She's going to have an unveiling of his tombstone, which was made by Cemetery Tim. This is going to be a big event in Compton. Going to have her brothers, Little E, E3, and Marquise all going to be performing at the event. I mean, this is huge right here. You know, this is a real, real big. So if you're in the area, come out and support, because it's available to the public, which I think is really, really cool. I'm going to bring on Erica. We're going to chop it up with her and let her tell you about the, the event that's going on the 7th. Erica, how are you doing?
Fine, and you? I'm good, thank you.
Welcome to the show. Huge honor to have you on. Like I said in the opening,
No problem.
We definitely support your dad, and we appreciate what he did in the music industry, because we wouldn't even be doing what we're doing now. But you being his daughter, you're doing something that's really amazing to honor your father on his birthday.
Right.
Why don't you tell everybody what you got going on, Erica?
September the 7th is my dad's birthday, as everyone knows. For years, since I was even a teen and yet before that I have always wanted to check my dad's tombstone. The one he has is real simple, humble. It's okay. But it wasn't what I was expecting for my father. So I always said that I wanted to change up my dad's tombstone, as well as face on my dad's tombstone what the world thinks, that my dad was born in 1963. However, my dad was born in 1964. So that was something that I felt forever that I wanted to get up out of there. Now, coming of age, and I'm an adult myself, and it was just something that I wanted to give back to my dad. And so I was able to accomplish that, and then I want the world and his fans and all of his supporters to come out and witness this as well, along with me and my family, to give back something to his fans as well, because they have been very supportive throughout. And we have always, they have been there to support us. They fly out when we have events. They've come from all over the world to support. My brothers go all over the world doing tours, and they have done sold out shows. So it's something that I wanted to give back to my family, to myself, my siblings, as well as my dad's friends.
Oh, Yeah, yeah. That, I mean, and like you said, the fans, they've been supporting throughout the years. You guys do events every year to honor your father. But this is something special. Like you said, you're unveiling a tombstone, which was made by Cemetery Tim, who makes a lot of tombstones for people. How did you come across him?
I like to tell people when I was at several concerts out there, I tell people, oh my God, the grace of God. But honestly, he looked up with us through social media, and he actually had got the contact through Eric, my brother. You know, Eric has a bigger following than I have. I'm always the one on the back end handling things. So he hit up Eric for Eric's contact team, and then they transferred him over to me. Well, they shot me the email like, this guy is looking, he's saying that he does work, and he wants you to check out his work and see what you'd be interested in doing your dad's tombstone. So I'm going to shoot him your way, since I know this is something that you deal with and things that you're over and something that you wanted. So then once they sent him over to me, then we ended up connecting, and things worked out. However, I've been knowing him for a pretty long time, a little over a year now, and tournament had always just been off. And then when I got time and had my sons, and I was like, you know what, I'm ready now. We got together. He shot me a few of his work, a few pictures of his work. His work is immaculate. The Tim don't do basic. Everything is over the top. So when I see the things that he do, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the one. So I got with him. We drew up some things. I gave him some ideas. He gave me ideas. We came together, brainstormed, and then came out with this masterpiece. And then after that, then I flew out to Washington, and we did a small unveiling there. Welcome some fans out, you know, all the fans from Washington to come out and see it. Tim set up a real nice event for me. It was really big. So now we're flying here, and then I'm hoping that the outcome here will be even bigger than it was in Washington.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that should be something, you know, City of Compton, I imagine, is going to really come out and support. So Tim knocked this out the park then, I take it, from your reaction.
Oh, yes. It's amazing. It's amazing. Like I said, I'm the only one in my family that has seen it so far. My brothers and sisters haven't seen it. My grandmother hasn't seen it. No one has seen it besides me. And then I took someone to Washington with me, my niece's mom, that's real supportive of me and know the whole background of me going through these things and all the many tears that I have cried to get this done. So she went down there with me, so me and her, and outside of the fans and watching, no one has seen it. But I can tell you, it is amazing. It really represents my dad well. Tim did a great job. It's immaculate.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, at the event, the unveiling of the tombstone, you guys are going to have performances by your brothers. All three of them are going to be performing?
Yes, all three of my brothers will be performing at the after party. At the unveiling at the cemetery, we would have giveaways, you know, a little finger foods, music, everyone celebrate. I'm going to do a balloon release, and then everyone see the tombstone. And that's going to be a real touching event. Then we'll do that there, and then stay out there for a few hours with the fans, take pictures, everything. We have radios coming out. Then that night we're going to have an event up in Santa Ana at OG Mike's. And my brothers will perform there. My sisters will perform there. All of the family's going to be there. It should be really big.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to have quite a turnout. Now, I know at a lot of the events, you know, a lot of former Ruthless artists show up at these events. You know, do you expect anybody, you know, maybe Above the Law, Rand, or anybody?
They're very supportive. They're at every other event, so we shout out the invites to everyone, and we all have a close knit communication line of communication. So we shout out the invites to everyone. I'm hoping that everyone will come out. However, if they can't, then due to whatever circumstances, but it's open for all of them. Majority of the time when they come out to events, they all come and they perform as well. This event, I wanted to keep it more so family, and then I wanted it to also be more party-like. So I kept it with just the family performance, but all of them are welcome to come party with us, you know, do the things that they do, communicate, network, and all of that. But, yes, it's going to be a big Ruthless family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. can't wait to, because I know you'll be posting pictures and maybe video and stuff. I can't wait to see how it turns out. I'm all the way over here in Illinois. But you said people are coming there from around the world, right?
Yes, all the time. We have had fans come from Australia, North Carolina, South Carolina. We've had people to come from the UK. We have had people to come from all over to come to different events that have been thrown. Like Sergio has thrown Sergio from EZCPT.com. He's been very supportive throughout the year. He throws events for us and open up for us to come through and have an outlet, give us an outlet to come and interact with people and celebrate for my dad as well every year for his birthday. So this time we just took it upon ourselves to do it ourselves and give people the chance to come and do things with us. But like I said, every year Sergio has done it, or we have done anything small. We have had fans come out. We still have fans and people come fly out just to come drive by my grandmother's house and take pictures with us. It'd be crazy, but yes, the fans have been supportive always.
Oh. So you have people that will come out just to drive by locations of where your father lived or where he recorded music, or
yes, at my
this
grandmother's house where he recorded music, the house that he was born and raised in. They come by there, they take pictures. We just recently found out that the tour van that comes by there, they actually have my grandmother's house on a tourist spot, at a tourist spot, and the guy has been charging people to come by there to take pictures. They hop out, they go crazy. My brothers are there majority of the time, so they come there, they see my brothers, they go, wow, and just want to take pictures. Like, it's like anything he did, they just love. We always have had a great support system from them, from the fans, and everyone all over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. The Straight Outta Compton movie, it was phenomenal. It was huge. A lot of people that were fans, you know, they thought certain things were left out or whatnot. But my question to you is this, Erica. I think a film that would be much bigger would be Easy Does It. Have you guys ever thought about putting something like that together?
Yes. You know, Straight Outta Compton was a really great movie. It did numbers. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It told a great story. It did what it was supposed to do. However, I didn't think that it told my dad's real story. So us as his kids and his family, we are looking into doing my dad's movie, as well as my sister is getting together to do a documentary on my dad and his death as well. So, yeah, a big Easy movie is a big thing, and that's something that we are working hard on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think that is something that needs to be made because I think his life was
his
so extraordinary, way beyond the group of NWA. You know, props to everybody in NWA. That's, you know, that's his baby. He created it. But I think, you know, I'd like to see more of him, you know, pre-NWA as well. Because the opening scene to that movie, you're like, holy shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to see more of this, you know?
Yeah.
But out of all the kids, who's the most like your dad and why?
I think every last one of us has a bits and pieces of my dad. Derek has the voice like crazy. I think we all, and it's 11 of us, I think we all look alike, and we hear that. Oh, you look like this one. Oh, you look like that one. This one don't look like that. But if you pay attention, then we all look like him at different times of his life. And I think all of us have picked up a bits and pieces of his personality in some sort of way. I don't know. I can't pinpoint one that just diehard. Oh, you're just like daddy. Like, not exactly. We all have our own personalities and things like that, but we all have bits and pieces of him. And that look, the genes are crazy. But, like, voice-wise, I think Eric Marquis has his bodybuilding structure. Eric has his voice. Eric Desani has his voice as well. His voice is really light as well. And Eric has his little easy. He picks up his kindness a lot. You know, my dad, a lot of people don't know because of how my dad rapped. They think he was some ruthless villain, like heavily not knowing that he came from a real structured background, real well mannered, caring, with a big heart. Now, a big heart is something that I think we all grabbed from him, and his mannerism and things like that. Little Uzi has that down pat. So I think we all have bits and pieces of him.
Yeah, you definitely see I first interviewed your brother.
Me myself, I have the hardcore side. I'm the go-to. I'm the one that's really good. I'm the ruthless.
You're the one that handles all the enforcing. I take it.
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
gets out of line, they sig Erica on them.
Oh yeah, that's me. I picked up the ruthless side.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope. That's dope to hear. You know, I first interviewed your brother, Little E, back in 2005. I think at the time he just redid Easier Said Than Done. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, my God, this sounds just like his pops.
Yeah.
Real humble. And he was young back then, you know. He was real humble and you know, just a great. You could tell a lot of things was passed down. From his dad, you know.
Him himself, he was raised by the same parents and everything. So he pick up a lot. Like I said, generic wise, that's my dad. That's my dad's first child, of course, and it just being handed down from him through us. And not only that, my dad's parents raised Eric in the same household. My dad grew up in and everything, so he gravitated a whole lot of things from my grandparents that they passed on to my dad themselves. But yeah.
If I could ask you this, what is your favorite song that your father did out of all his cat? I mean, if you can pick one, it's kind of hard to do.
There's I'm
so
gonna go
many.
With We Want Easy.
We Want Easy. Yeah.
Yes, I have so many favorites, but We Want Easy. Yes. Every time I'm anywhere, any function, club, wherever, anything that's dealing with my dad, I always say, can you throw We Want Easy before we get up out of here? So I have to go with We Want Easy. And then my favorite part is when I see, like on the video, when he says, why not take all of me? He do that little dance, that's my favorite. So I have to go with We Want Easy, of course.
Oh, yeah, definitely a classic. You know, and that's why this is a huge thing. Now, I know the city of Compton in the past. I remember when he wanted to shoot a video there was issues, you know what I'm saying? But now it seems like Compton is really getting behind your dad's legacy more than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they have, like, some type of events every year to honor your father?
We do them ourselves.
Yeah.
April 7th, Easy Day in Compton. Us as a family, that's the thing that I took up on myself, as my dad said. When I came of age, a lot of people didn't know that my dad was even honored that day. So this is something that, of course, my family knew ourselves. So if it was little or if it was big, then I make sure every year on April the 7th that I do something for my daddy. And that's my part. Like I said, that's the part that I give back to my dad. Everything that I have done for my dad throughout the years have always been something personal. And behind the scenes, but it's not one year that I have not done anything for my dad on April the 7th or September.
Sounds like, you know, I mean, you're doing a good job of you know, keeping your
Thank
dad's
you.
Legacy alive. And,
Definitely.
And a huge honor having you on the show. Like I said, I talked to some
Thank
of your
you,
siblings
I appreciate
in the past.
It.
You're the one, you know, that I always wanted to interview too, because I never really heard much, you know, saying from you. You kind of play a little bit behind the scenes handling things.
Yeah.
Did the rap bug never bite you? You never wanted to rap or sing or anything? Or?
Honestly, when I was younger as a teen, and I have throat raps and I have little things around the house. There's nothing that I really want to do. That's not the part of my death that I want to throw out there that I want to represent. And I hate the industry. I hate
yeah.
the whole entertainment thing. I wish my students didn't even do it, but if that's what they want to do and that's how they want to give back to teach his own, but that's not nothing that I want to get into. I like my little personal life. I like to go around and be myself and live my own life. And I still go along for my dad no matter what.
Well, I know he's definitely proud of you. He's definitely looking down, watching over you guys. And September 7th is going to be amazing. I encourage everybody to go out and make sure to support the event. And, is there anything that they people can do if they ever want to contribute to anything? Or do you have anything set up?
I always do everything by myself. We haven't set up anything publicly for things like that. No, I always do it on my own and make everything work how it is. But if anyone ever wanted to reach out or do anything, when things are coming together, they can always hit me. I'm the one that's going to make sure everything is done and make sure everything that they give goes directly to my dad, no matter what. So, I have a big following on Facebook, Instagram. Social media, I'm on social media always. It's easier to get in contact with me. Even if you hit up Andrew, just say you want to be directed to Erica, he's going to make sure I get whatever. And I would take care of everything and make sure everything is done right.
You definitely handled the business. Sounds like you inherited that from
of
your
course.
Dad as well. The enforcer and the business lady. Shout out to you, Erica. Thank you again for coming on and speaking about the tombstone unveiling for your father. And, on September 7th, I hope everything turns out well.
Thank you. I hope so, too. With anyone listening, if you're listening, I have support for my dad, any kind of respect for my dad, be there.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much, Erica. And everybody
thank
listening,
you.
Don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back with Cemetery Tim. So hold the line.
My alternative, it's the juice of the radio, taking out profanity. So they can play it though, listen to the hell of a kick and the hi-hat. Go on to the record store, say you're going to buy that the E is connected to the A and the Z. You say why? Well, that's how to be. Back it up on material made of hits, taking my time with each line to make sure it fits. Push play on the instrumental that's recorded. Step on stage and I'm suddenly awarded. Some sort of trophy appeared like a plaque and some hell of a scream from the girls in the back. Taking a bow, cause I got style. Never at the bottom, always on the top of the pile. You always see me on top, even though I'm short. Guaranteed the house when I walk in the court. So get out, make some noise for the gangster clap. Don't attempt to laugh, I'm not a prankster. I'm serious, raise my sound to quit playing around. Cause I'ma break it down.
While you're uptight, pumping up the funky sound. So you should know it's
classic song right there. Make sure September 7th you mark your calendars, because Eazy-E Tombstone Unveiling is going down. Man, this is huge right here. And the man behind it, as far as you know, creating these wonderful memorials for people, is Cemetery Tim. I'm going to bring him on the line right now. I want to talk to him as well. We'll bring back Erica. Tim, how you doing, Tim?
Hey, I'm good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
It's an honor, man.
What's up,
it's
Erica?
Honor.
Hey, Tim. Look, I laugh with you.
Hey, yeah, I know that laugh.
But you guys, got this unveiling coming up September 7th. How do you go about, you know what I'm saying, doing memorials like this, Tim? Like, do the families usually reach out to you, or do you reach out to your families, like celebrity families, or you just the go-to guy?
It's a little bit of both right now. It's funny that you say that. It's a little bit of both, really. And since we started this, starting to work with celebrity families, it's been a mixture. But it's really a truly honor, man. Seriously, like, working with the right family and for to create this this tribute for Eazy-E. I know it's a long time coming. And I'm a big fan of his, and I have been for a few decades. And so for me, it's a true honor and just to get to work with the family and to do this for him. Like, it's amazing. It's something that I'll never forget.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I know you, you've worked with other families like Lisa Left Eye Lopez, the family of Seagram, rest in peace to them as well. Eazy-E, is bigger than words can describe, like we were talking about before the break, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. When you do something like that for someone so big, what kind of pressure is that for you?
It's, going into it, it was a lot of pressure, really, but getting to work with Erica real closely I was at ease after a while, and it just became, a challenge to do something and put my best into it. And we made Eazy-E's tribute to represent him, reading about him, listening to his music, and just over the years understanding who he was, we were just going to highlight some of those things and get them there on his marker.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And there's a lot, going on in the 7th. You got, Eric and Derek performing. And you said Marquise, too, as well, right, Erica?
Yes. The three of them will be there.
See, that right there, I'd like to see a tour with the three of them. I think that would be amazing right there. A lot of talent.
That'll be so dope. That'll be so dope. The two of them done it plenty of times, but for the three of them, I want to see that done myself.
Yeah, I know they've done stuff with Yella and gone all over the world, that would be real big right there. Now, Cemetery Tim, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, for a tombstone, what's the best way they can reach you?
A lot of families find me on Facebook or social media. I've got a number that you could call, 888-420-1031. Or you can hit up my website. I've got cemeterytim.com.
How long does the process take usually? Like, when someone comes in and they lay out the plans of what they want, what's the turnaround time usually?
Generally, turnaround time will be around 60 to 90 days. Sometimes families order special cut pieces and larger monuments, and so those, of course, we have to create those. We don't just have them sitting around, so we have to create and order the material, and so those take a little bit longer. And they could take up to, you know, 6 months, depending on the size and you know, everything that goes into it and what color it is. Sometimes different colors are harder to get. But generally speaking, we're about 60 to 90 days turnaround.
That's awesome. Now, how long did, if you don't mind me asking, how long did it take you to work on Yeezys?
Well, once we got the design all worked out, it was fairly quick because we already knew, we already had the granite. We ordered it ahead of time. And so the design just took a little bit longer because we wanted to get it right. And so it didn't take too long, really.
Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, people are really going to be, you know, pumped up for this, you know.
Yeah, they should be because, you know, like, he's been gone, what, like 24 years now. And all this time, he's, you know, people think he was born in 63. And so his marker's been wrong all this time. And so I mean, for that, we want to get it right, you know. And I know the fans are going to appreciate it because I've been out there a couple of times now and people have been, you know, they're visiting or pulling up, getting ready to get out of the car. You can see people walking over, and he gets fans from all over the place every single day. And everybody thinks he was born in '63, and it's not right. That's, you know, from day one, it was wrong. And so, we're just happy to, you know, I'm happy to be a part of this and to get him what he deserves and play a small part in it, you know. I'm just happy to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like you said, someone you grew up, you know, listening to, and you were a fan of yourself, you know.
Yeah.
It's only right, you know what I'm saying, as someone who appreciated him and his music, do this. So, you know, that's what's up right there, you know. Well, I definitely want people, you know, listening that's, you know what I'm saying, in the area to support this event. It's, again, September 7th. Rose Hills Memorial Park Mortuary. Make sure to go there, you know, and show support, you know. Keep repping for Yeezy. And definitely I want to thank you guys for calling in tonight. Erica, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And
Tim as well, you know, definitely. You know, and again, I encourage people, you know, go to, you know, you got a loved one, you know, go to cemeterytim.com, check out his work.
That's the main thing. Check out his cemetery. Go get
him. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man, we're gonna go with one more. We gotta leave here on a good note, you know what I'm saying? So we'll do it like this.
Can I make a request?
See you guys later. Yeah, absolutely.
Can we head out of here with the motherfucking reel?
The motherfucking reel?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites. All right, here we go. The motherfucking reel, as requested by Eric Wright. We're out of here.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you, Erica.
Appreciate y'all.
That hard street shit. Bitch niggas be pissing a fit, but I say fuck 'em when I buck 'em. It's that nigga with the cool and mellow shit for your ass. Taking niggas back through the past. All up on my nuts, shit be swinging like a fist. Can't even take a piss. If I did, niggas would cut they wrists. And a motherfucking candy foe. Beat that ass with the switch, then blast on the bitch who was all in my shit. It's that nigga red back for the 9-5. They said real niggas was dead, but this nigga be alive. So I'm putting it down with that nigga E. For all of my niggas in the CPT. So here we go again with part 3 of the script. Making bitch made niggas bite they lip when we dip. So tell me how the fuck do it feel to get hit with the motherfucking reel.
The motherfucking reel. everything's good in my hood and it's on and popping. Easy motherfucking E from Eastside, South Compton. Straight giving up the real on how a nigga feel. Talk that shit, motherfuckers, caps get peeled. Laying low in the cut. Getting high than the motherfucker, niggas know what's up. I'm that gangster, gangster. Is that what they're still yelling? Nigga G to a T, sagging and bailing. Live by the gun, you know what I'm saying, Ren?
Yeah.
So I'll guess I'll die by that motherfucker then. So when I die, niggas bury me. Make sure my shit reads easy motherfucking E. And it's a fact, to be exact. My tombstone should read, he put Compton on that map. And that's how a nigga feel when I'm giving up the motherfucking real.
The motherfucking real.
While they rolling in they shit, hitting corners on the block. Niggas fresh out the pen with two strikes. Be bumping this real shit every fucking night. It's alright, niggas. It's too hard, motherfuckers on the streets. It's the nigga MC Ren and the nigga Easy.
Does it? You wish the fuck that you could do it? Got a 9mm. Don't make me have to shoot it. Who gives a fuck about the police? Cause them the main motherfuckers that break the peace. Now let me know, how the fuck do you feel? Getting hit with the motherfucking real.
The motherfucking real.
Out there, that's true to the motherfucking gang. NWA's back in this bitch, and busta ass niggas don't even understand it. Yo, Yella, kick that shit.